Good morning, everybody. Rancho Marietta Community Service District Personnel Committee. It says special meeting August 5th, 0700. The only reason it's a special meeting is we just had to change the date. Otherwise, it's a regular monthly meeting. That being said, we're going to move on to item number two. Amelia, do you have any comments from the public? Any hand raised or chat?
Nope, no comments, no chats, no hands raised.
Perfect. Could we go on to item number three, please?
Yes.
So I, Paula, I can handle it this if you want, because I think you're driving, aren't you? Okay. Paula's muted. Give her a chance to chime in real quick. If you can't, no worries. I got this handled. Okay. This item is, it's long overdue that we address a salary survey that we commissioned from Coffin Associates last year. In anticipation of the union negotiations, you normally do a salary survey and you take that and work with the union to determine if positions need to be adjusted to keep up with the market and stuff. This did not happen through the negotiations. The union was never interested or made any comments to wanting to see a salary survey. And just generally, because we have so much staffing issues within administration, we just weren't able to bring this forward. With Paula on board and her being able to focus on some of these administrative issues and with what we've got going on with recruitment, I asked Paula to start putting together a plan to bring forward to the personnel committee and hopefully to the board eventually a discussion about positions and about the salary survey. As you recall, when we negotiated the contract with the union, all of our represented employees, which make up, we're about, of our 32 FTEs, about 25 of them are represented by the union. And they got a pretty good contract out of this time, a 3.5% increase every year for three in a row. And for the new employees, along with that 3.5% increase, they also usually get a 5% increase when they move up steps. And so I guess that's why it didn't come forward before. Well, I've asked Paula to do this. We want to take a look at the gate officer position and the patrol officer position because we have so much attrition there. And I want to move forward with creating a reclassifying those two positions to gate officer one and two, patrol officer one and two. And give our, and of course, this is going to be a little bit higher salary once you get to gate officer two and patrol officer two, but we think it's going to give people the incentive to stick around a little bit longer than they are right now. Our turnover in security is not good. In addition to that, we'll take a look at some of the operators at the water treatment plant and in field operations. And we'll also take a look at, we recently actually looked at the accounting positions up front here at the district, the accounting and the front desk. And then in addition to that, every 3 years, we should go through our unrep positions. Primarily, we have the director of administration, director of operations. Those are two positions that should be equally compensated at the district and in most places, and they are not. So we'd want to take a look at equalizing those. The security supervisor, we had a tough time recruiting a security supervisor, and I think a lot of it had to do with the salary. The district secretary, Amelia, in fact, her compensation is probably the lowest percentage-wise, below the average of district secretaries, city clerk type staff. And then we have the chief plant operator and the utility supervisor. Those are two positions that are critical to operations, and they are too below the average. So we wanted to get direction from you, Randy, and Tim, as to what your preference is for how we bring these items forward. Since I've been involved, we've had a number of probably three special board meetings to become hyper-focused on a particular issue. And I kind of think we're here with the salaries and the personnel committee, whereby we might want to have in the future a special board meeting, take a couple hours and work through all these issues and see what we can do about building teams here that have longevity and aren't just a stopping point for getting a better job in another government agency. That's pretty much what we're talking about, maybe getting some direction from you guys as to what you're interested in. And then based on that, we would go back and start working the numbers and saying, you know, if we bring these positions up to the market, this is what kind of money we're looking at on an annual basis, and do some comparisons to the money we're spending on consultants, the money we're spending on temp agencies such as Robert Half and Apple One and Account Temps. And in addition to that, some of the money we're spending on retired annuitants, but those positions tend to be very qualified and very economical. So that being said, I wanted to open, you know, get some feedback from the committee members and allow there to be a discussion if available. So I'm done with my discussion.
Perfect. Thanks, Tom. Randy, please.
Well, am I missing something? Is it just as simple as a simple chart that shows what we're paying versus what this survey says, the average, and imagine there's average and percentiles and so on and so forth. I think I just answered my own question. Could you talk a little bit about this survey, where it comes from and how complete it is, or how they, what method they use to come up with the survey salaries?
Absolutely. Coffin Associates is, I think they're a national firm, but they're pretty big in California. And they have the ability to quickly survey all sorts of agencies of similar size and function. And so we commissioned them back in July of last year, so over a year ago, to do this in anticipation of the, and I'm looking at it right now to give you a little bit more information. But they do it pretty regular. I'm trying to get to a page where I can tell you what the common cities are that they compare us to. So for instance, let me just pick one out. The controller position here at the district, they compared the controller for the city of Roseville, the city of Woodland, Modesto, Galt, and Yuba City. And that's where they were able to find, you know, kind of similar activities. And our controller position is about 4,000 less than the top and about 400 more than the lowest. Amelia, could you mute everybody and then I'll unmute myself. Okay.
You have to unmute yourself, Tom.
Okay. So Randy, for the director of administration, they compared it to South Tahoe Public Utilities District, Mammoth Community Services District, Tuolumne District, City of Roseville, Amador Water Agency, City of Modesto, Calaveras County Water District. So COF is experienced in this workspace, and so they'll go out and they'll do all these other cities, and then they combine them. And of course they have an economy of scale, but because if they do it for one, they can use the information from Rancho and share it with, you know, if they do it for the city of Modesto or the Calaveras County Water District. So, and they compare salary, they compare benefits, they come up with something called the total comp. And then they can provide us, in most cases, when the last survey at that particular agency took place, when their next survey is scheduled to be, if they have one scheduled. And then they also can tell us if there's built-in COLAs or increases in whatever contract. So just for instance, the director of admin for the South Tahoe Public Utility District is the most funded, but anything up in Tahoe gets a lot, you know, about $1,000 more a month. But they are basically $3,000 a month or 30, $36,000 a year more in salary for the director of administration. But again, the people who work up in Tahoe get a stipend for the crazy expense that they have to make, have to have to live up there. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Can we get a copy of that?
Yes, I didn't want to provide it for this meeting because it's a lot of information. But yeah, I can definitely provide.
Can you maybe do a front sheet to it that just kind of summarizes the important stuff in it so that we're not trying to dig through all of the, trying to compare ourselves to the city of Folsom or whatever?
Sure.
Thank you.
Paul and I will work on it and we'll get it to you.
Okay. My only comment is I think this is well overdue. We know we have a staffing problem. The fact that we're remote doesn't help, but on the other hand, if we're comparing ourselves to someone like Mammoth Lakes, I don't know how more remote than that gets. I'm all for looking at this, studying it, and making adjustments where we need to.
Do you want us to better define this particular issue at the next personnel committee meeting, or are you interested in having a meeting in between the next 4 weeks?
I think the next personnel committee, for me, it'll be fine. I don't know about Tim, but for me, if we got this information in the meantime, and then the next personnel committee, you come up with some recommendations, I think that would be a fine timeline for me.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, if it's all right with, and I'll wait. I'll make this suggestion, then I'll let Tim jump in. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to contact COF and I'm going to ask them if they could refresh these numbers a year later, because right by now they're already a year old. So, and then we'll bring something forward to the next committee meeting. And then I'll wait for Tim's comments.
Very good, Tom. Thank you. I concur with Director Janko. This is not that it hasn't been a priority. It's just we've had other issues come up as a priority. So I think it's time to place it as a priority. I think the timeline, Tom, is going to be really directed by staff on getting this work done. We can figure out if it's going to be retro or what have you. But I think as we move forward with this, we would probably need from staff's input and recommendation would be really what is the budget cost. So it's probably going to hit finance a little bit as well. But I think if I get the sense from Director Janko, we do need to look at these positions. And I don't know if now's the time to look at some of the job descriptions as well. And then that tailors to the salary. That'll be probably something for staff to work on to make their recommendations. And then I would probably look at the timeline that Randy was saying. If we get it information in between the personnel, have some staff recommendation or at least options, that would put us on course for potentially the September board meeting where we can have an open board discussion and then start looking at some timelines for implementation, whether it's, and again, that'll be back to staff because all of this is going to be payroll driven, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be, is it easier to do it at the calendar year or mid budget cycle or not. And again, I think that'll be part of the options that you give the board coming from staff. That's my thought and timelines on that, Tom.
I believe the last time this came to the board as a significant, you know, across the board change was in September of 2018, just prior to me joining the district. So the timing isn't horrible right now. We do need to catch up, and we will recommend there be some retro for some of the folks who have not seen a position increase in the last 3 years. So,
yes, and again, I don't think it's been on purpose by any means at any level, whether it's and obviously the contract speaks for itself, and so the union employees are they agreed to it. I think as we talk about gate officer, you know, one and two, patrol officer one and two, they fall into the union, but it's separate because of some job description changes there. Otherwise, the unrepresented, really, as we take an internal look and as we have some external people looking at our organizational chart, what we're doing may not fit the classification of what we're calling it. And you've talked about that with the accounting positions up front, front counter, those type things. So I think it's totally appropriate and it's healthy for the organization that we do this little introspective on who's doing what are those job descriptions, and then are they falling into those, and really what is the wages? Are they compensatory to the jobs being asked to be done by the employees?
Okay, well, I think we have direction. And we will get you a copy of the survey for you to look at. And then we will, I've sent the message to COF to ask them about refreshing the numbers a year later. And we will put something together for the next committee meeting.
Yeah, and I think moving forward, and Randy, because we're talking committee level here, I think we would get the entire report at this level. And then as we move it to the board, it could be available, but it may not be necessary. And I haven't seen the document, obviously, but we don't need to have a huge presentation. We can finite it, if you will, because committees, both finance and in this case, personnel mainly, will be able to give staff direction on what the recommendation looks like. And then we can move it forward from that standpoint.
Agreed.
Okay.
Okay, that takes care of item number three. Item number four, discuss current field operations organizational study.
So this is mine. So two months ago, as part of trying to figure out what we're gonna do now that Paul left our agency back in April, I hired a company, management municipal resources group, and to do an organizational study of our operations of water and wastewater and primary operations on how we function. Paul left a big gap in institutional knowledge that we're really working to make sure we don't miss any of the marks and don't drop any of the plates as we're, you know, continue to operate. And Ron Greenfield has stepped in and done a great job as an interim for Paul while we've recruited. And Travis Bohannon has really, really done a great job of keeping up with a lot of the responsibilities, a lot of things that Paul was still doing from his time as a chief plant operator. And so they've done a great job, but I wanted to find out what an organization would look like in today's day and age, because we have not, you know, our organizational structures remain stagnant for at least 15 to 20 years, if not longer, from the standpoint of how we operate the most critical functions, the water treatment and the wastewater treatment at the district. And so MRG produced a report, and I got it late yesterday, so I didn't want to shove it into the committee at the late minute when I haven't had a chance to go over it, the draft, and to make it final. but I've received it. There's recommendations. The biggest thing that he's recommending right now is that we add a position to create a chief plant operator for one for the wastewater and one for the water treatment systems. They're very complex and they require specific certifications. And, you know, with the issue we had with the manganese 2 years ago in the water treatment plant, I think that's very clear that we need to have somebody very focused on the water alone. And then the issues we've had this year with the DAFs not being ready to go is just a sign that we're stretching people too thin. And so the early recommendations, and we'll bring this back to the committee, we'll bring it back to improvements committee next month. But the recommendation is to add a chief plant operator and also to add like a journeyman or entry level, like mechanic, to help Jason out with all the work he's doing, keeping up all our old equipment, keeping it going, the lift stations and the generators and the multitude of pumps that we have. And we spend a lot of money hiring people out to do work that we could probably be doing ourselves internally. Jason Dill is a great asset to the district. He's been here a long time, but he's the one who knows where all the buttons are and where all the, you know, which pumps are kind of quirky and which ones are, you know, really in need of immediate repair. So that's my brief look at it, but I just wanted to let the personnel committee know that we have this in a draft format and we're going to be bringing it forward to operation to the improvements committee as well. But eventually you may be asked to consider adding a position or two to the district's org chart in order to do a better job of making sure that water and the wastewater are running at their optimum levels and we're taking care of our business as best we can. And it's just kind of informational. Any questions?
Randy?
Nope.
I have a couple of thoughts, Tom. What I would like as we move forward with this, I think it's going to run parallel, if you will, to the current salary study. My initial thoughts are yes. And then my second thought is definitely yes, because as we start moving forward and somewhere in the development phase here in the next couple of years, we are going to become an urban water district. And so I think that this might be the start of that phase in for us so that we're not caught behind as development comes on top of us. So I think that that's how we have to really look at this. How are we positioning a small rural water district and sewer district to move forward into the other requirements that are going to come from the state to us when we hit that 3,000 mark? So to me, this is very proactive and it's what we have to do. My initial first thought out of the now three thoughts is I want our employees to be able to get to those positions. So whatever we need to do in-house, educational training, et cetera, I think that should be the first priority as we're moving forward. But I think this will run parallel and needs to be with the salary survey and we move it forward. Kind of two different issues, but I think as we move forward, I don't want to set up these positions and then go, hey, we didn't get them in the salary survey, so we got to figure it out. I think we just push it, the package together. Some are driven by purely cost items. Others, like this, it's the first phase as we're moving forward to an urban water district.
I totally agree.
Okay, very good. Amelia, do you have any hands, chats, elbows, anything?
No hands, no chats.
Thank you. Item 5, review potential updates to personnel manual.
Okay, this is another one, and I want to thank again Paula O'Keefe for her focus on these things. It's one of the primary reasons I hired her was to look at our organization and look at how our personnel issues are managed. And so now she's diving into the personnel manual. And there is a lot of, there's a lot of modernization we can do to the personnel manual. I believe this is something that we're going to share our work with Dick Shanahan on, as well as our contacts with GSRMA. Things like the standard vacation for management employees, the amount of time off that is built into some of our job descriptions, how we handle discipline, how we handle mandatory training, and just a lot of issues in the employee manual that I think we need to revise. The last time, again, it was revised in September of 2018. So we're kind of on the same parallel track as they were, as the board was in 2018, whereby in the summer, they're looking at making changes to job descriptions and salaries and the personnel manual. We're doing the same thing this time. And in addition to some of the nice to haves or need to have in order to retain staff, there's some regulatory things we also need to update in the manual, because it's always, there's always new regulations that we have to apply to our staffing and the rules we have to follow and the reports we have to do and the steps we take when we hire and when people retire and stuff like that. So again, just informing the committee that next month we're hoping to bring forward a pretty significant change to the personnel manual. A lot of cleanup, and like it says in the memo, it's a no action item today, but upon your recommendation that we move forward on this, we'll begin talking to the union, because all those things have to be a meet and confer, and then we want to bring the proposed changes to the September or possibly the October committee meeting if we don't have the ability to get a whole lot done in the next 3 weeks. Again, kind of an informational item for the personnel committee, but this committee is going to be pretty busy over the next 2 or 3 months. There might be more 7 a.m. meetings. That's the end of my discussion.
Perfect. And that's fine, Tom. Thank you. Director Janko.
No comments.
Tom, a couple of things on this. First of all, thank Paula. Excellent work. One of the issues or concerns I have is one of the biggest liabilities we have is a policy that is currently in the system that is not accurate. And I know you understand that as well. So I would say as we move forward with this, and it's staff that's going to dictate the time, and I get working with the union, et cetera, et cetera. As important as that is, but more important than that is once we start finalizing these policies, that we have a formalized re-education or training program to identify and put accountability, that everyone understands the updated information, the new policies, so that we don't have either an employee fall through the crack or it's an excuse of I didn't know on multiple levels, whether it's on the management side or the worker B side. So moving forward, that'll kind of dictate when we can get the implementation, because I think the training aspect is just critical as we move forward to this. And if we do it on a quarterly basis, semi-annual, I'm wide open. Staff will tell us what the timing will be because of the resources you have.
Very good.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number 6, directors or staff's comments, suggestions. Director Janko.
Well, just that Tim stumbled onto a couple of good thoughts there. Not that you're not capable of not stumbling into them, but the adding positions, and it being tied to us going over the 3,000 threshold is an interesting thought. And the two definitely do tie together. The other thought was, and I'm sure you picked up on this, Tom, is that if we're going to go back to this survey group and ask them, I'm sure that we will get some information on what the salary range for these new positions should be, so that we go in knowing how much that's going to cost us. That's all I got. This is some great information, and thanks to Tom and everyone on the staff for bringing all this forward to us.
Thank you, Randy. I do appreciate you giving me credit there on the stumbling, at least. Tom, I echo Director Janko. You know, again, that's one of the reasons why we asked to fill this Director of Admin. It's a critical portion of the organization. So Paula's doing great work for us. I think it really now comes down to the time allocation you have with staff on how soon we can move forward with these items, either coming to committee, to the board. But at the end of the day, hopefully you're walking away with the sense of the directors from this committee see it's critical that we move forward with this. So the only thing I would say is pick some timelines that are feasible for staff to get done, that we're just not doing it to set artificial deadlines. Again, we can have the work in progress. And if we move forward on the policies and we know that we can't implement because of training until December 1, that's fine. We can make all that stuff work. So with that said, Amelia, any hands, anything like that?
I have a comment, Tim.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I'm happy to say that we've tendered an offer to a director of operations. The offer was accepted, and the person that we want to hire is going to be going through the background over the next couple weeks. The tentative start date would be the end of this month, the beginning of September, based upon how long it takes fingerprints to get through and how long it takes our background person to get their work done. But I think it's going to be, the person's going to be a great asset to the district, and it's going to allow us to really get a better focus on operations and pick up where Paul left off. And I believe that there's going to be quite a bit of leadership and training involved, and this new person is going to be the one to move us into the urban water supplier that we're going to end up being once they build those homes up at the residences. So I'm very happy to be in this position today. It's been a long, drawn out recruitment.
So no, understand.
Let the committee know.
Right, and thank you for that. And I think it will help the organization. With that, Amelia, we're going to end the meeting at this point. Again, thank you, staff. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. See you at the next one.